Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Delivery Boys Podcast with me, Kimmy, and of course with me always. Parang ang pangit ng intro ko, no? Is my brother, my partner. John. Okay, John, save me.
What's up, guys? What's up? Ano yung what's up? Hi,
parang
guys.
Mas malalayo,
eh. Hi guys, welcome. Thank you for tuning in and for staying this long for this first few seconds of this podcast episode. But yeah, thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Delivery Boys Manila podcast. It's me, John. And, you know, we're recording this still on a rainy day.
Yep.
Rainy day and...
Gloomy weather.
Sleepy weather. Sleepy weather, yeah. Actually, parang ilang days na rin. Nakakatuwa ilang days na rin umuulan. Well, you know, I'm saying this in the perspective of someone experience the heat for multiple days.
And hindi naman natin din binibelittle yung mga basa na.
Yeah. Sorry, we don't intend anything like that. Yep, but yeah, I'm just saying this in a positive light na it's good to have at least, you know, less heat pero mas presko na ngayon.
Yep.
And yun nga lang, alam mo, hirap kasi the other day nung nagpa-plot ako ng coverages. So for those to understand what I mean about coverages, we're developing the app, our own app.
Yes.
And we partnered with this company in Malaysia. They're called Deliva. And we're plotting out, they provided the automation, the system for us, and then we're just customizing it so that we can use it for our company, Alpha Logistics. Mm-hmm. And so we've been working on it. Kimmy and I have been plotting out the cities. So,
yes.
So we have the big map. We have the big map of Metro Manila, and then we've been plotting it out. And gosh, ang hindi siya perfect square. Eh. Ang daming
mahirap siya.
Maraming spikes na kailangan mo makuha. Parang nung una kala ko okay lang yan na hindi accurate, but then naisip ko, hindi, shucks, what about yung mga spots na parang ang layo niya na kagad, na parang parang sa on the map it looks small lang pero malaking bagay siya na kapag hindi accurate yun.
I mean, to those na vini-visualize, like we're like making a box kung hanggang saan lang siya, di ba? For example, Manila, no? So we're going to draw ano yung mga borders ng Manila, no? So yung tinutukoy ni John, yung mga nasa gitna walang problema yun, kasi for sure nandun sila sa loob. Yung mga edges, eh, di ba?
Yeah.
Yun yung medyo crucial dun, eh.
Yeah, yung mga edges na yan, I'm sorry, people of the South, pero yung pinakanahirapan ako sa tatlong cities of the South. Las Piñas, Muntinlupa, Parañaque. Specifically, Las Piñas. Hirap ako sa Las Piñas.
Google, bakit naman ganun? Yung ibang cities ang nagzo-zoom na malayo, pero yung iba, hanggang like half-scroll lang, mouse lang, wala na
yung... Yeah. We'll keep fixing it as time goes, especially as we're planning to launch very soon. We're planning to launch the app very soon. So now you can book Alpha Logistics. Our B2B services will be available for you very soon online.
Yes.
So it'll be easier to book us. Exciting. And we're really preparing for that. But yeah, sobrang hirap kasi parang very... Wait, itong konting movement na to, sakto na ba siya? Baka mamaya na may mga bahay na ako na iwasan. So kawawa naman yun if gusto na magpa-deliver.
I think yung streets ang ano eh, yung mas ma-cover doon. Pero di ba, ano, there are times na, okay, so if you look at it, ano yung guhit, yung half no street is this city and the other half is another city.
Yun na nga. Actually, even though sinabi ko na nahirapan ako, medyo nag-enjoy ako when I was doing si Muntinlupa. Kasi a big part of it is yung body of water. Eh. So parang okay, skip ko na 'yan. Parang for sure naman hindi natin kailangan mag-exact mag-deliver sa
kahit hindi mo na i-trace yung sides na 'yan.
Oo. Pero yun.
Siguro mo pupunta doon na motorcycle sa ilog or something.
Yeah. But 'yun eh. The rainy weather made it harder, but you know, it has to be done. We were able to finish it. So Metro Manila is done. So get ready, people of Metro Manila. We're really excited to really finally start automating our services. And, you know, It's not that we're trying to compete with yung mga on demand like sila Grab or the other logistics ones like sila Transportify and Lalamove. What the difference is, we're really focusing more on our target market is the B2B.
Yes.
So of course there will still accept yung mga like individual personal bookings, but then we really want to bank on the B2B.
Why automate?
Because that's the future. And I mean, like, I'm not just saying that to be fancy, pero in the world today, the digital age, na everything is faster, lahat ng industries, or almost all, are becoming faster because of technology. Yes. Kailangan makasunod din ng logistics. Kasi if you listen to our episode last week, if magka-delay lang, malaking problema na yun eh. So, mahirap if magka-delay because of human error. So, of course, hindi maiwasan na magkaroon ng human error, pero ang hirap na mag-bank on manually doing things. Yes. Kasi, so far, we've been doing everything manually, and I admit, there are some clients that we were not able to capture because we were focused on doing customer service for one client who was having an issue with their delivery.
Hindi natin napansin yung iba, no?
Hindi napansin, or it took yung nagmamadali yung ibang clients na they had to go with another logistics company. And, well, congratulations to whoever companies they get. But, yun eh, sayang eh. Loss of opportunity.
Kasi diba, so to all those who are listening that has like a logistics company also or logistics business, diba usually the clients are asking, no, magkano rate nyo sa ganito, magkano rate nyo sa ganyan, and then when we're still, tama yung sabi ni June, we're doing it manually, nagawa niya manually, and then we're, he's computing for one client, hindi na niya napansin tong isang client, and we actually lost that client.
Yeah. So imagine if it was online, yung pasok lang lahat ng bookings.
Magta-type lang siya, di ba?
Magta-type lang siya. Okay na sana yun eh. Yeah, I know
he doesn't have to talk to someone. Eh? Tatype lang niya kung ano yung mga address.
Yeah, and you know, some people will say, bakit hindi na lang hire more people to answer more inquiries? Well, ito lang po yun. Wala kaming pansweldo.
Yep.
Kailangan namin ng trabaho muna para makapagpasweldo pa ng more people.
We need to improve pa yung existing namin para ano.
Yes, then, yeah. Starting small. You know, if you ask whoever business guru, it's always the same. Start small. Start small and aim big. And that's really what we're aiming for. Like, with this automation, we're not just looking at only being able to serve Metro Manila anymore, but really expand our territories, expand our services. And, you know,
kasi even other from other places, pwede na magtanong, di ba? They can check,
You
don't have to, like, manually chat in our page.
Yeah.
Chat is not manual, though, but
yung
mag-chat, tatanong sa chat, no, it doesn't have to be like that.
Exactly. And, you know, there are so many things I could say about the reason why automation is really good. But you can check out our YouTube channel, Alpha Logistics, to see our... We have this series called The Delivery Tips. It's by J. Pler Hernandez, our president. And he really talks about why automation is really good.
Yes.
One of, if I can quote one, yung mga DR, mga truckers dyan, mga logistics people, alam natin yung importance ng mga invoices at delivery receipts. Pero ngayon, na-realize natin sa ngayong pandemic, lalo na ngayon may Delta variants, ang dali lang ma-transmit ang virus ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
So, sinasabi nga nila, even mga documents, better if ano ba tawag doon?
Sanitize
mo muna. Ako mismo, I honestly, anong paper na iabot sa akin kahit resibo, sinisprayan ko lang din. Doon sa mga, yung may mga paper na kapag sprayan mo, madadamage.
Nang iba kulay.
Yung likod lang, sinisprayan ko.
Pero ako, if it looks like it will turn out that way, ako na lang, kamay ko na lang, dadamihan ko na lang after. No?
Yeah. Or it iwan ko under the sun, tatapat ko sa under the windshield. Para.
But yun eh. Natin microwave yung mga kotse.
Yeah, pero yun eh, that's the point. When you automate, there's less paper na kailangan manually hawakan.
Yep.
Everything is digital. It helps that you can do everything on your own personal phone. You just have the app. It keeps everyone safe then. And just go dito sa Pilipinas, the selfie capital of the world. I'm sure everybody has
a phone,
or more or less, not everybody. I don't want to generalize. More or less, everybody working in the, since yung B2B focus natin, na has a phone that can access data.
Yeah.
So, yun, you'll be able to.
And actually, when we talk about automation, it's not just about speed. Diba usually sinasabi, automate mo para mas mabilis. Yun kagad yun eh. It's not about speed. It's the efficiency.
Yun.
It's the efficiency of the trabaho. Not about speed. Kasi mabilis ka nga pero medyo kulang-kulang naman yung information or whatever. Hindi rin siya okay, diba? It's speed and accuracy or detailed. It's efficient, diba? Mas, we want to serve our clients better. Kaya we opt to automate. Kasi dati, to be honest, manual works for us. Di ba, John?
Yeah.
Magkano naman siya? I mean, it's, we get things done manually. Well, not manual na papel lang. Of course, merong Microsoft Excel, Facebook, chat. Hindi naman yung pen and paper manual. Hindi naman matindi ng manual yun. But, we're doing good at manual, pero, hindi. Tama yung sinabi ni John, kanina, this is the future, and if hinayaan lang namin na this game, okay, gumagana naman yung manual sa amin, okay lang, maiiwanan tayo. Not that we're in a race,
yeah,
pero others would prefer companies who are a bit faster or less hassle to talk
yeah,
to
exactly.
Sa,
like,
sa ano,
take for example Nokia, 10 20 years ago, super
the big thing
ang Nokia. They were a 10-ton gorilla. Pero ngayon, well, when in the rise of the smartphones, napag-iwanan sila because they did not adapt. It's about being adaptable, especially in business, here in this world na kung ang tao nga nag-grow, bakit ang kumpanya hindi? Bakit ang business mo hindi? So, ayun eh. Like, even if isang sasakyan lang ino-operate mo, kahit mom and pop ka lang na ikaw mismo yung may-ari, tapos yun, ikaw nag-operate, ikaw nag-drive, why not aim na magkaroon ka ng sarili mong fleet para hindi na ikaw yung nag-drive?
Mm.
Yes, it's gonna, man daming isipin pang sweldo and mga ganyan, but then, you need to start somewhere.
Yep. And of course, diba we're talking about automation, it's not that manual is bad.
Yeah.
Diba? You can't go fully automated if you don't know yung process ng yung old process, if hindi mo siya kabisado.
Yeah. Ito pa nga eh, fact that I had to like learn how to program. I mean, I didn't code it. May, like I said, yung partners namin sa Deliva in Malaysia, sila na nag-code everything.
Yes.
Yung pag-input ko ng information of how to compute the rates per kilometer and stuff, how will we do it kapag may demurrage na.
Oh.
And mga ganung bagay. Parang in our heads, klarong-klaro siya eh. In our heads, we know what to do. Pero ito yung tanong, paano kapag nagkasakit ka? Or gusto mo magbakasyon lang sandali? Iiwan mo sa team mo or kung sino man? Wala. Isulat mo sa papel. Siyempre, iintindihin mo nila, figure out nila paano gawin. So, ganun din. Parang it took them time to do so. Unlike sa'yo, na master mo na gawin, automatic na siya.
Yeah.
So if there's an app that can like finish all that quickly, then better, faster na kagad.
And don't quote me on this one, no? Pero talk to like a business owner na automated na ngayon. Tanungin mo siya kung kabisado pa rin niya yung manual process. I think
for sure
kabisado pa rin niya. Kasi they started that na ganun muna eh. You know, the pen and paper, the Excel, the ganyan.
Yeah. I know people, like, ako, I'm very impressed with how in logistics companies, in warehousing in other countries, lalo na sa US, they have started moving jobs to drones, drone-operated or robot, AI-operated.
Parang hindi yata pwede sa Pilipinas yun, no?
Well, hindi pa. Someday, it will and it has to.
Pero,
some people, they would think na, and initially, people would think, paano na ako? Mawawala akong trabaho if robot na gagawin yan. Pero, robots are man-made. Yung mga ganyang gadgets, man-made yan eh. So, yeah, mawawalan ka ng ganitong trabaho, pero it's gonna create more other kinds of jobs for people.
Let me cut you right there. Naalala ko yung sa Iron Man 1. Iba pa yung artista na Colonel Rhodes doon, si ano pa, Terrence Howard. He's talking to pilots, di ba? He's talking to pilots. Mm-hmm. And then, he's explaining na, yes, gumagawa na ng mga autopilot aircrafts.
Yeah.
But, those autopilot aircrafts cannot beat an actual person's instinct and judgment.
Exactly.
Parang ganun. Sabi ko, nga, ano? Kahit automate, kahit namilipad na automatic yung ano, yung airplane. For example, if you saw a flock of birds, no? Pag tao ka, wait ka lang, baka masaktan sila. Iwasan mo yun. Pero pag automatic lang, hindi pa, baka naman hindi niya isipin yun, eh, di ba?
Yeah.
Hindi nila, hindi matatalo ng any automated ang human judgment, instinct. Kasi pag kaya nilang talunin yun, Terminator level na yun. Pwede mag-take over na.
So, yeah. I mean,
yeah, kidding aside.
It's a cycle, eh, na people automate to make things easier. Aside from operating ourselves with our app, we're also going to help others develop their own automation.
Yes,
whoever, if you're a trucker and you want to automate, Alpha Logistics is offering their service to help you automate, powered by Deliva.
Yes.
You know, helping you build your own Deliva system. So
we're gonna offer you like an opportunity to automate your business.
Yeah.
If hindi pa.
Yeah, and we can demo that completely. But then yun nga, it's in the end, you need to know how your process is. You need to know ano yung sistema nyo mismo as your logistics company or kayong trucking business. Magkano yung, how do you compute for your rates? Hindi yung bato-bato ka lang ng numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you need to input that, eh. So, the system needs to know how you operate and you're the one who's gonna teach that to the system para magawa nila. And the system will, in turn, do it for you so that
yes.
you can do things better. You can improve, you can scale, you can grow. And then, kapag nag-grow na yung business mo, may gusto kayo add the service, ituturo mo yun sa system ulit.
Mm-hmm. It's
pero,
as if ikaw yung nagbibigay ng instructions.
Exactly.
And the system or the automated program is going to be the one who is going to execute it.
Exactly.
Diba?
Like, honestly, you know, ang dami pang pwede improve. Hindi pa yun magiging perfect. Hindi pa tayo yung para magiging dun sa Jetsons na cartoon. Or lahat pagiging magiging Wakanda. Hindi pa,
diba, lahat, diba sabi nila, yung view nila sa future before is like, cars are flying.
Yeah.
Alam mo, ito commercial, no? Hindi daw yung possible, eh. Yung magkakapila kayo ng lumilipad, it's not, hindi daw siya ganun ka...
Yeah, kasi...
Di ba, eh? Anyway,
but, yeah, I mean...
In other terms, ito, this is the future. Everything's automated. Lahat na, eh. Lahat
yeah.
na automated.
And, you know, we need to adapt. Like, ito nga, eh. Like, honestly, sa US, everyone knows Uber. Uber was here in the Philippines also before.
Yeah.
And they came up with this other service called Uber Freight. Basically,
right.
it's, ayun, magbubook ka ng truck. The truck will go to your company, to your warehouse, and then they will pick up whatever cargo you need, and they will deliver it. And then, it sounds familiar, di ba? It sounds familiar dito sa Pilipinas,
mm-hmm.
pero in America, not everyone is adapting yet, eh.
Yep.
You'll be surprised. Medyo may hump pa parito with yun. But, you know, for sure, if dun sa America may hump, dito rin. So, walang nagpinagkaiba. If kaya ng America gawin yun, kaya rin ng Pilipinas yun. So, don't be afraid. Guys, don't be afraid to automate. You know, we'll get there.
Yeah, and actually, di ba, yung mga Grab services, Uber, imagine, di ba, before, you stand outside or wave your hand para may dumating na sasakyan, no? Now you can do it inside the house and pupuntahan ka na lang. Diba? So, something
yeah.
like that. Something like that. Ganun nila, yun yung siguro naisip nila that time. Kasi tumayo ako sa ulan and then I'm waiting for a taxi or na susundo sa akin. And just text or book online then pupunta siya. It started somewhere, di ba?
Yeah, it starts somewhere.
Started somewhere. So, the process of automation is actually... Ano, parang ano eh. Like, I forgot who said that. Not just automation. No? Innovation starts... Parang may gusto kang solve na problem na parang tinatamad kang gawin.
Yes, yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Something like that. Ayaw mo magpaypay, yung kamay mo sumasakit pag mainit, then you develop an electric fan.
Exactly.
Diba? Something like that, no? It's the key. It's the key to the future. Diba? Kahit electric fan, parang old school na siya, pero it's automatic. It's an automatic fan.
Yeah. And it's not gonna be completely, ano,
oh, diba?
Parang completely automatic. Like, Ano, pipindutin mo pa rin yan.
Oh, diba? But at least you're not doing it like with your hands.
Diba? Yeah. Anyway.
So it's innovation. Diba? And yep. We want to offer that to you. Alpha Logistics is going to offer an opportunity for your business to be automated. Kasi tama, di ba? When you automate, you serve your clients better.
Yeah.
Diba? So, yeah.
Woo! Yep. So, hopefully that is an informative episode. I hope you learned something, and we know this is a very and dami naming binanggit yung services namin, but yeah, it's true.
It's like an advertisement episode, but no, it's not.
We really also want to encourage other truckers, other delivery companies na consider automating. We want you guys to grow also, because we want the whole country to move forward, and and we can only do that if everyone is open to growing and to automating. So automate your business. If you want our help, we'll be available. You can just message us in our page, Alpha Logistics PH, and we'll be there to help you. So yeah, thank you guys for listening.
To be great, automate. I don't know, naisip ko lang yan.
Okay, to be great, automate.
Rhyming.
Yeah, bilalagay natin yan sa description. But thank you guys for tuning in to an episode of the Delivery Boys Manila podcast. We hope that you automate, and we hope to see you guys here very soon.
Yes, and if you want to support us, no, we have links.
You're right.
John, help me out here. Hanggang ngayon, hindi ko pa rin kabisado. We have links sa Lazada and Shopee now if you want to support our podcast. Para may pambili na rin kami ng mga magagandang gamit.
Yes. Matulong rin yan mag-automate.
Pang-automate, yes. Support our podcast by clicking these links. John, help me out.
If you wanna buy and shop in Lazada, you can go to podlink.co/0NI. And if you wanna go to Shopee, it's podlink.co, that's co, /GCJ. Click these links and they will send you to Lazada and Shopee. Why do you go there instead of just typing the website? Because that way they'll know that it's the Delivery Boys Manila podcast who you are supporting and who sent you there. So
yep, thank you everyone, and I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is dry. Thank you for tuning in for another to another episode ng Delivery Boys Manila podcast. My name is Kimmy.
My name is John, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye guys.